بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The book that we have in front of us is Tajweed for Beginners, that was authored and written by Marhum Qari Ismail Ishaq Damad Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was the senior ustad of Tajweed and Qira'ah in Darul Uloom Azadwal. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity of studying under him, so we recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times, the Salu Sawab for Hazrat Qari Sahib, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid walam yulad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Generally in the madrasa, in the Darul Uloom, whenever we study any kitab, then before starting the kitab also, then we recite Rabbi yassir wala tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fatah. So today also inshallah we recite very similar, making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he makes the understanding of this kitab very easy for us and the ability to practice easy for us inshallah. So if you open up to page on this copy that we have in front of us, page number 5, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tajweed. Tajweed means to recite every letter correctly from its makhraj with all its qualities. Now these are two terminologies when it comes to tajweed: makhraj, makharij, and sifat. So makharij means the place of the pronunciation of a letter. Sifat is the quality with which the letter is pronounced. All of this gives beauty to the recitation and makes the recitation of the Quran, the tilawat, correct. So as we were discussing example, the qaf yesterday, we said the qaf is from the extreme back of the mouth. So that's the makhraj. The quality of the qaf, that also we will be discussing. One of the qualities of the qaf is that the qaf is pronounced with a full mouth. So how do you pronounce a full mouth? We will discuss that also inshallah. So we need to be, these are things just to fine tune and to perfect our recitation of the Quran. Generally, I mean, even ourselves, when we used to read the Quran al-Kareem, we thought that a full mouth means that you round the mouth. So we used to also read like that, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَلْ. So we know صِرَاطَلْ. So is there any need to do that? That's what we're going to study. There's no requirement to round the mouth to recite any letter with a full mouth. So we will slowly get to what we are discussing inshaAllah. And example, amongst the qualities of the recitation of the Qur'an. Example, in the salah, right at the end we recited, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That's with qalqala. Now what is qalqala? That's the beauty of the Qur'an. One is the person reciting, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And one is the person reciting, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. So there is qalqala on that. That brings the beauty of the recitation. So yes, some of these things, it may be foreign, it may be alien, it may be difficult. But as long as we are understanding that there is something to improve in our recitation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy, inshaAllah. We may not be able to reach perfection very, very soon. Except with the mercy of Allah, it's possible. But if we continue keeping the ideal in mind, Allah will make it easy, inshaAllah. The purpose of tajweed is to recite the Qur'an al-Kareem in the manner it was revealed to and recited by Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The benefit of learning and reciting the Qur'an with tajweed is that a person will be honored in this world, dunya, and the hereafter, akhirat. Note, it is compulsory, fard, to learn the tajweed. So subhanallah, what we are sitting in this little while to learn tajweed, this is fard. It was an obligatory responsibility and duty of every one of us. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us that we sit and we learn. At least this much we always see, this can be a proof that we can say, oh my Allah, I couldn't get it right, but I sat for it, oh my Allah. Inshallah, Allah will give us the reward, inshallah. Next page, page 6, errors. Now this is to understand the importance of tajweed. Errors, errors which are made while reciting the Quran are of two types. Number one, major errors, lahne jali. And number two, minor errors, known as lahne khafi. Number one, major errors, which are known as lahn jali. Major errors are five, which are as follows. Number one, to recite one letter in place of another. Example, instead of reciting alhamdu, a person recites alhamdu. So that's a major error. Or instead of tha, a person recites seen. Or in place of ta, which is with the full mouth, one recites ta, and so on. Now these things we may have felt that it was just one letter now, but according to the laws of tajweed, that was a major sin, an error. Number two, to add a letter to a word. Example, one adds a waw after the dal in alhamdu. Instead of reading alhamdu, a person recites alhamdulillah. Or iya after lillahi. Instead of alhamdulillahi, a person recites lillahi. Thus reciting alhamdulillahi. So he prolongs his recitation by adding letters to the words. That is also a major error. Number three, to delete a letter from a word. Example, not to recite the waw in lam yulad. The waw is not recited, and thus recite it as lam yulad. Number four, to recite one haraka. Haraka is what we know as dhamma, fatha, kasra, zabar, zair, pesh. In place of another. To recite iyaka, which is how we're supposed to read. So we read it with a kasra on the kaf, meaning iyaki, instead of a fatha. Or to recite the hamza in ihdina with a fatha. Instead of ihdina sirat, a person read ahdina sirat, instead of a kasra, etc. So these are all major errors. Number five, to recite a haraka in place of a sukoon and jazm. Example, to read a fatha on the noon or the meem, as in an'amta, meaning instead of a person reading an'amta alayhim, a person recites an'amata. So there's no sukoon on any of these letters. Note, to make, so if you change a sakin to a haraka, a fatha, it's a major error. You add a letter, it's major. You change a letter, it's major. Note, to make any of the above mentioned errors is a major sin and haram. Now this is how important it is for us to learn the science of tajweed and to teach the science to everyone around us. I mean, one is a person, he's drinking alcohol. We'll all say, astaghfirullah, tawbah, tawbah, you're a Muslim. How can you drink alcohol? Major sin that, you don't know, it's haram. And what about the recitation of the Quran in the haram manner? And we don't even realize what we are doing is guna kabira. According to this kitab, it's a major sin, it's haram. Because, wal akhdhu bi tajweedi hatmun lazimu, man lam yujawwidi al-Qur'ana athimu. If the law of tajweed to learn it is fard, obviously to leave out tajweed becomes haram, naturally. Example, to perform salah is fard. And if you don't, it's haram. You're going to get a major sin. It's a major sin to a person. So alhamdulillah, this shows us the importance of the laws of tajweed, the science of perfecting our recitation of the Quran. Number two, minor errors, lahne khafi. Minor errors are those mistakes a person makes when any of the rules which show the beauty of the Quran are not recited. So these are minor errors, not to say it's something that can be committed, but it's something that needs to be avoided. Example, not to recite the Ra in Sirata with a full mouth. Instead of reciting Sirata, a person recites Sirata. When it has a fatha, or not to recite the two lambs in Allah with a full mouth. Instead of reciting Allah, a person recites Allah. Then that also is a minor error. When there is a fatha or a dhamma before them, we'll discuss those laws as we move along the kitab, or not to make ghunna, ikhfa, or mad, etc. So that's the question for myself. Do I know what is ghunna? I'm going to stand in front of Allah. I don't even know whether it's tonight or tomorrow morning, but it's going to be very soon in the future. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to question me that my kalam, you didn't learn my kalam, my speech? You don't know what was ghunna, ikhfa? So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our efforts in sitting and grant us the tawfiq to practice and to perfect our recitation, inshaAllah. And the laws of tajweed are not difficult. It's something once we learn, we practice, we keep in mind, and inshaAllah we will get there. Note, to make any of the above errors is a minor sin and makruh. It's makruh, these what we just discussed now. Number two, it is necessary to refrain from all, from the above errors as well. So these mistakes also, a person needs to abstain and stay away from them as well. We'll do one more page, page number 8 inshaAllah, from the front of the kitab. The rules of isti'adha. Isti'adha is a'udhu billah, and basmala, which is bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Before reciting the Quran, it is necessary to recite isti'adha, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. That's necessary. Example, we want to recite the Quran, we will open the Quran now and we will read a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, which is necessary. When starting a surah, it will be necessary to recite the basmala as well, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, but not at the beginning of surah Tawbah, which is the para number 10, the 10th juz of the Quran. There we don't read bismillah at the beginning of the surah, we do not recite that. So if a person is reading, he continues even without the bismillah. If commencing anyway in a surah, example, now we decide to recite in between surah Baqarah, example, maybe the third ruku, like how we recited yesterday. So if we commencing anyway in a surah besides the beginning, then it will be optional to recite bismillah, but it will be better if recited, which we spoke about yesterday. So example, a person wants to recite from Ya Ayyuhan Nasu Ubudu, and he starts the recitation now. It's sufficient for him to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Ya Ayyuhan Nasu Ubudu Rabbakum alladhi, and continue, because that's the middle of the surah. But to recite the bismillah will definitely be better. Whilst reciting the Quran, example, we started reciting, we in between, maybe quarter para, half a para. If a person speaks of worldly affairs, or replies to someone's salam, or has something to eat or drink, maybe we can add to that, or maybe replies to an SMS, or he takes a call, then it will be necessary to repeat the isti'adha before continuing. So we explain the law, we spoke a little, then read a'udhu only and continue, will be sufficient. So these are the laws of a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim and bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Just to recap these laws only. So a person, we started, we opened the Quran and we want to recite. Example, we're starting at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. We will read, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Alif lam mim. because that is the beginning of the surah. However, if we are on the third ruku example, and we're starting to read now, sufficient is what we just explained.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي.
It's in between. But to recite the Bismillah will be better. To recite the Bismillah will be better, inshaAllah. So these are the laws from the front of the book. We will go to the back also because these are very important laws, inshaAllah. We discuss them from the back, inshaAllah. Let's start the extreme last law. That is on page 70 in our books, which is marked as G. So if we have a Quran with us, it will make it much more easier, inshaAllah. For those that are Hufaz, it's much easier for you also. G. G, there are four words in the Quran which are written with a sad, and on the sad there is a small seen. Now if we have to open up to page 54 in our Quran that we have, the masjid copy, page 54. The sixth line. Page 54, the sixth line. So if you look on the sixth line, we will see, وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ. There's a sod, wayab. There's a sod. But on top of it, a small seen is written. Small seen is written. So in this situation, so what will be very healthy or beneficial for us, in the Quran we read our door as Hufaz. Or in the Quran that I use at home for my tilawat, we will make a note of here that recite seen. So you know whenever you read in the Quran, or read a seen here. Why? There is a few places that this appears. This is the first place, page 54. So in this particular spot, we will read a seen. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ. Seen, not the sod. Although the sod is written, but your person will recite seen. وَيَبْسُطُ. And then there's a ta. That's page 54. And then we will turn to page 221. 221. So that was 54 and then 221. Here again, it's the fifth line. The fifth line. Again we see a sod. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَ. A seen needs to be recited. Not a sod, a seen. So these two places, a seen must be recited. Page 54, page 221 in our Quran that we have with us. So that is the first line. That is, wayab in the first two places, wayab sulta in Surah Baqarah, page 54, and basta in Surah A'raf, 221. Seen will be read. A seen will be read. And in the third place, now we're going to open up to the 27th juz of the Quran, and that is going to be page 731, four lines from the bottom. 731, four lines from the bottom. 731, four lines from the bottom. 731. There, what do we see? We see a sod and a seen again. Now here, what is the options that we have? Here we have the option of reciting a seen or a sod. Anyone would do, it will be correct. So if a person wants to recite a seen, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ. Musay with a seen. Or أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ with a sod. You have the option. Both are fine, both are totally permissible. So here you have an option, seen or sawn. So 54 is a seen, 221 is a seen, 731 is an option. The last one is in the 30th juz, Surah Al-Haqqah, and that is going to be on page number 833. Here a sod must be read. A sod must be read. So that's three lines to the end of the surah. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُصَيْطِرٍ بِمُصَيْطِرٍ A sod has to be recited here. So these are the four important laws or places in the Quran where a sod is written with the seen on the top. Page 54 was a seen. 221 was also a seen. 721, that was the option. 833, this has to be a sod. So basically the first three, if a person wants to recite seen, you will be safe. But 833 surah, Al-Ghashiyah, here to recite the sad is necessary. To recite the sad here is necessary for our qira'ah that we read according to the qira'at of Imam Hafs rahmatullahi alayh. So that is necessary for each one of us to recite it in that manner. So if we feel it comfortable that we need to bring our own Qur'ans and come, well and be, it'll be easier for us to mark it as we move along. Or you want to write in the kitab, no problem, you can write into the kitab. And those brothers that, they are people that are listening over the receivers, some people had requested for the PDF of it, some people asked for the kitab of it. Whatever the case be, if it's any females, then any mahram can come and contact some of the brothers in the masjid, and then we will send the link over on the masjid, the WhatsApp. Or if any person requires a kitab also, then they can contact us, and inshallah a kitab will be made available inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.